Tramon Williams did not practice today. We'll give him the next 48 hours to still have a chance. I was hopeful that he'd be able to do some work today. Mentally, I did not worry about Tramon. Tramon is a front row, pen in your hand, great notebook, notes, and mental preparation has always been excellent. So I'm not worried about him mentally not being ready to go. This is purely a medical decision, and if he's physically ready, then he'll play. If not, then we'll go the other direction.
Mike, how did he come out of the rehab yesterday?
Good. No, he's making progress. All doctors are. So it's you don't get anything exact, but he's doing everything he can. He's doing around the clock treatment. He's trying everything possible to get ready to go. So it won't be lack of effort or won't want to. That's for sure. So but we'll see what happens.
If he doesn't go, what do you feel about the guys right now behind him?
We're ready. We had 3 days of preparation as far as on the field work, so we'll be ready to go. We feel good about our plan, and really planned all along to play without Tramon. You have to do that as a coaching staff. So our defense is ready.
Would his absence limit or change much at all what you can do on defense?
No, it will not. We feel good about our plan. We probably would play the same calls if Tramon was in there. So maybe do some things differently within the concept, but we feel good about our plan.
What happened to Alex?
Alex Green his Achilles was aggravated today at practice, so we pulled him out of practice, and he'll be getting treatment as I walk through here in the training room. So that's where I'll go from here. Something that flared up today on him in practice.
Has he been having problems with that over time?
Not that I'm aware of, but this is something that he told Pepper Burris right at the beginning of practice, and I was watching him go through the ball security drill, and he was dragging his leg. They took him inside, tried a different shoe, and as far as the tape job and so forth, he felt immediate relief. So I'm not really sure the extent of his injury.
Would you ever consider keeping all five tight ends up, or are they kind of bailing every week to be up?
I mean, that's a general question. I understand why you're asking, respectfully, but it's really the game plan, your injury, there's so many factors that play into that. I mean, we have 53 members on our football team, and why we go with heavy at one position versus the other, it's, could be the team we're playing against, it could be our medical report, so performance-based. So all those things factor into who comes up on the 46.
So many few quarterbacks apparently get sick and kind of learn like Aaron did. What was the value of him being able to take those couple of years and really learn the system?
You're ready to go. You're ready to go and pull your weight. Just having the opportunity to go through both experiences, you definitely prefer the quarterback that has a chance to train and learn and be ready, because there's so much to learn, and it's really a credit to Cam Newton what he was able to accomplish in week one. You have to be impressed with that. But my opinion on whether you play the quarterback or don't play the quarterback is not as much about is the quarterback ready. It's really if your team's ready. If your team cannot absorb the experience level of a rookie quarterback, then I would suggest you don't play the quarterback. If your team can absorb that, then definitely you want him to play, because he's a high pick for a reason. He's talented. He's your future. He's got everything in front of him. So, but when a team is relying on that quarterback to go win games week in and week out, I think that's a tough seat to perform in coming right out of college. That's just my opinion.
With the Panthers' defense, is it a lot of McDermott and some Rivera? Is it kind of about 50-50 sort of deal? I guess who's
don't have a percentage, but you can see both. Both coordinators' opinions and viewpoints in the way they perform. But, obviously Sean's calling it, and he's running it. So, that's what I'm preparing for.
So did you find yourself watching some Eagles stuff and some Chargers stuff from last year?
Or that was all done during the season, during the offseason. So we've really focused on, we have offseason reports that we've done on a number of our early opponents. But really we've truly stayed focused on their personnel.
Where are you more? Runner or as a passer?
Excuse me?
Do you just worry more as a runner or a passer?
Well, he was. I mean, we're preparing for him to be a complete quarterback. I thought he did a good job in the pocket, his ability to slide and extend plays. When he comes out of the pocket, he's looking to throw. And when he does turn it up, he does have open field run ability. I mean, he does have the ability to make the first defender miss in the open field. We'll attempt to do that, which is, you know, not the norm in the National Football League for a quarterback. So, you know, most quarterbacks are looking to slide. You know, he will try to make the first guy miss and become an open field player. So, but you have to be impressed with what he accomplished in Arizona with his in the pocket play.